Man's best friend evolved first in East Asia, according to a new study. The study finds that all domestic dogs around the world started out in this one area and then spread from one continent to the next, presumably following people as they went. A second study looks at how dogs may have evolved their ability to take cues from humans. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Dogs may be beloved companions, but scientists have generally not given them all that much attention. In fact, neither of these studies really started out trying to understand the evolution of dogs. Brian Hare was studying chimpanzees. He was trying to get chimps to take a cue from a human being to identify where food was hidden. People looked at the containers, pointed at them, even tapped on them. But Hare complained to his advisor that the chimps just couldn't get the hint.
My dog would probably be able to do this. And he said, yeah, that's what everybody says. And so then he challenged me and said, well, why don't you do an experiment if you're so convinced?
That's exactly what he did. Hare, now working toward his PhD at Harvard, conducted a whole series of experiments to see how well animals could pick up on human cues to find the hidden food.
Dogs easily outperform chimpanzees on this one task.
Hare has found that even puppies that have had minimal human contact can read human gestures, so it's an inborn trait and not learned, like, say, coming to the call of a whistle. Wolves, on the other hand, did no better than chimps. So Hare is now trying to understand how this special ability evolved in dogs. He says it may be that this human-to-dog communication came about because it helped the dogs who lived long ago outside the cave or around the camp.
So, for instance, somebody tells you using an arm wave to go away. If you can figure out that he wants you to go away instead of ignoring him, then you may be more likely to survive and reproduce.
The other possibility is this attentiveness is simply part of what it means to be tame and didn't evolve as a particular survival mechanism. His research into that question is continuing. Now, a second study reported in Science on the evolution of domestic dogs also had an unlikely start. Peter Savolainen at the Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm was really trying to improve crime-fighting technology.
In quite a few cases, really, there are hairs from dogs found at crime scenes. Of course, it might sometimes be interesting to see from which dog does this hair come from.
So Savolainen and his colleagues set out to see if they could develop genetic fingerprints for different dog species. They studied more than 600 dogs from all around the world and came to a pretty disappointing conclusion, from the standpoint of fighting crime at least.
It seems like all dogs come from one genetic population, and therefore there is very little difference between breeds, really. I mean, they are all made from the same genetic soup.
But Salvalainen realized he could cook up something else with that genetic soup. By analyzing the subtle differences in dog genes from one region to the next, he was able to trace the evolutionary history of domestic dogs to one population.
This started in East Asia with the domestication of East Asian wolves.
Just where in East Asia, Savolainen can't yet say. But Lear Brisbane at the University of Georgia's Savannah River Ecology Lab says it was most likely not northern Asia because the wolves there, like those in North America, are vicious predators.
In our own sociological folklore, we have the wolf at the door, Little Red Riding Hood, three little pigs huff and puff, blow your door down. This is not the kind of wolf you want in a cave.
Southern wolves, however, have a much more gentle reputation. Think of the fabled wolf that reared Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, or the wolf that raised Mowgli in Rudyard Kipling's Jungle Book. Biological evidence supports the notion of gentler southern wolves, so Brisbane says it's more likely those animals started to develop a relationship with human beings. It was advantageous to the dogs and to the people.
So I think you have to rank dogs along with fire and weapons and other things as one of those technologies that primitive man used to make a living.
In Brisbane's book, the dog didn't really become domestic until humans started breeding them. And he says the slim archaeological evidence for that watershed moment dates back just a few thousand years, not the 15 to 40,000 years that marks their oldest common ancestor, the mother of all dogs. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.